You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
Good stuff. So I want to welcome to the studio, we have a special guest, Angela Brown, a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner. Sounds complicated, doesn't it? Welcome, Angela.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great.
We're doing fantastic. So longtime friend, you and your husband, Matt Brown, who's been on the show before, own Sweat Gym in Clayton, right?
Correct.
That's a great gym. I love going down there. You guys have a huge following.
Yes, we do. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, you guys have been open a long time.
Yes, we have.
All right, so I think we have to be a little bit specific about your title, because I think that's probably going to confuse some people. And let's give a little bit of your background, because I know you you're a physical therapist. You have a bachelor's degree in that.
Correct. Yes.
And after getting physical therapy, then you also became a personal trainer.
Correct. I did.
And with that, I know you have some certifications that are pretty special. You're a certified personal trainer through National Academy of Sports Medicine and an exercise coach through Czech Institute.
Yes.
All right. And then beyond that, what was the next designation you got?
Then I decided that I wanted to go into a little bit more of the nutrition aspect of it. And I got a fitness nutrition specialist certification through NASM.
National Academy of Sports Medicine.
Correct.
It's quite a certification.
Yeah, that was a fun one. And it was a hard certification to get, but it was definitely a lot about nutrition. And from that, I decided that I wanted to look further into the nutrition and health aspect even more. And I was having a lot of health issues myself, quite a few actually. And I stumbled upon functional diagnostic nutrition and decided that I wanted to try to correct things for myself. Mm-hmm. So I worked with a practitioner to try to help myself heal and get better. And as I started feeling better, I decided, you know what? I think I want to do this as a practitioner myself.
It's something you need to spread the word.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There was an obvious need because you weren't the only one that was having issues.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I think it's important that we give a little bit of a premise, because how does this fit into our show? And, you know, the purpose of our show, smartwithyourmoney.com is our website. And it's not just about teaching people to be smart with their money. The self-help aspect of our show is that we're smarter with our money when we're at our best.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mentally and physically at our best. And a lot of times there's just something that's a little bit off with the way we feel, and you can hear commercials on it. And just in general, I think a lot of people just don't feel great on a daily basis because our bodies aren't functioning at their best.
Right.
Well, and people go to the doctor, and I'm one of those. You go to the doctor and they give you a pill. They think, this might work. Check back with me in a little bit. So then I got to take time off work another time and get another doctor appointment. And it's just this routine. And hearing my parents and my girlfriends, they're all struggling with this. And so I really wanted Angela on to help us understand how important nutrition is and to us, to our bodies, to our health, to our pockets.
Well, most doctors, tell me if this is correct, most doctors are just giving pills to treat the symptoms.
Right. There's a lot of pills that are given out to treat the symptoms, and then you have to take another pill to treat the symptom from that pill that you're taking. So there's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of money that's spent. It's quite a bit, actually, between the pills and the testing. And so you spend so much money trying to fix things that you're not really getting to the root cause. You're just treating the symptoms.
Right.
Okay. So as a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, there are a series of tests that you can run with people that can really start to break down what the real issues are.
Correct.
Give us some examples of those tests and how they work, and what are some typical findings?
Okay. So one of my favorite tests, and this is the one that I usually start with most of my clients, it's called the Dutch panel. It is a test that looks at how your adrenal glands, so basically how you're handling stress and all the sex hormones and
or
all that jazz.
Or
not handling stress, correct. And it looks further into how your hormones are working in your body. I like this one a lot because it also gives me a bunch of information about other things that could or could not be going on in your body. And I get so many answers from this test. Everyone that I've done the test on so far has found dramatic results with what we do afterwards.
So give an example of what might come up on that test and a solution that you might provide or something that can change somebody's life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So example, I just had a client who, it was a male, who came to me. He was having a lot of symptoms of having low testosterone. He'd gone to the doctor numerous times. The test kept coming up on a blood test that his testosterone looked normal. But he kept saying, I have horrible symptoms of low testosterone. I don't know what else to do. My doctor won't do anything about it. Did the test with me, and the test came up totally fine. It did show that he was making good testosterone. But when we looked further into the test that I provide, the Dutch test, it showed that he was not using any of the testosterone that he was actually making. So
it was able to actually show that.
Yep, absolutely. So the cool thing about that is then you can provide a few different options as far as supplements go to help boost your body to say, use this testosterone. Don't just make it. Mm-hmm. Get this switched over. It's a short-term deal. I never want to have someone take a supplement that they're on forever. I want to have them try something to tell their body, you need to do this the correct way. Switch them over, and then they're fine. And they can eventually get off that supplement, and their body's working at a normal level then.
What do you think, Tammy?
I love this because it's a more natural and holistic way to get your body back in motion. Because I think when we get ourselves in a habit of either doing, being, or, you know, eating certain things, and we don't even know why we're doing it sometimes, and the mental game that we play, we get caught. I just feel like this test will help people understand what their body's doing and why we're doing it and how the things that we can change. And, you know, I'm just tired of giving the doctors all my money all the time. So
and they get a lot.
They do.
From this.
And this is so, it's just so, such a detailed test that Doug and I are getting ready to do it. And
I can't wait.
So two of us are both going to do it, and then we will report back with the results.
Yes, we will. And Angela, do you do these tests on children?
The hormone test I don't do very often on children, but the food sensitivity test that I do on a lot of kids, which gives me lots of information. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of kids that have food allergies or just
behavioral skin
stuff. Mm-hmm. And the food sensitivity is a great test for them. I really like that. I've also had to do a couple other testing, like with stool testing, basically, because some of these kids had parasites. Mm-hmm. Another nasty thing to have to deal with.
Right.
And it was good for them to see that because get them on the right things to try to fix that, and then they're fine.
Healthy, right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Angela Brown from Sweat Gym, who is a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner. We're talking about some of the different tests that you can do to break down your blood, break down your body, to really understand any type of adrenal or hormone deficiencies or excesses. And we're talking about the food sensitivity test. That one's interesting to me because you hear a lot of people with sensitivity to gluten. Mm-hmm. And that's, that's a little scary because it's hard to eat gluten-free. Mm-hmm. What are some of the most common examples you see come up in the food sensitivity test?
One of the most common ones that I see is wheat. Mm-hmm. So there's a difference between being gluten sensitive and wheat sensitive. You can have a sensitivity to wheat show up on the test, but it doesn't necessarily mean
would that include wheat beer?
Yes, unfortunately. And I'm always the bearer of bad news when I get someone's test back and it shows that they're sensitive to wheat, and I have to tell them, guess what? No beer. Right. Or coffee is another one that I hate to have to tell someone when they're sensitive to it and they're a coffee drinker. Mm-hmm. I don't like that one either. But it's good to see. People have to see that. If you're putting that in your body every day and you're sensitive to it, you can get so many health issues from that. I have anywhere from someone with migraines to stomach issues to hormone issues just because of a food that they're eating or even a chemical. It does check chemicals as well. So if you're constantly putting that in your body, it's really hard to heal or feel good and not be going to the doctor and spending lots of money if you keep putting that in your body.
Right.
I'll give you a couple examples of things, even without a test, that I know for myself that you kind of learn how your body works. So growing up, we would get Raisin Bran cereal. Mm-hmm. And when I'd eat Raisin Bran, my head would get foggy and I would get really sleepy, just super low energy levels, almost like taking a sleeping pill. What would that be?
There could be several things from that. It could just be from the actual sugar that's in the cereal. Sugar is a whole other topic. You know, most cereals are laden with sugar and or they're processed. The processing of cereal is another issue that people can have. And it's gluten. So there's a lot of things in that one little box that can create a problem for somebody.
Well, yeah, because I got to the point that I can only eat cereal at night. It's not a breakfast food for me because it makes me sleepy. I'll eat it at night if I want to go to sleep.
Well, and that right there, just by telling me that, I mean, it's a carbohydrate food. So a lot of people get sleepy from eating something that's that high in carbohydrates. And I always thought it was funny that cereal's been made as a breakfast thing when that much carbohydrate in a product would make me sleepy too.
Right.
So that's why a lot of people, a lot of people like to have it at night just for that reason.
And how many kids are eating cereal before
They go to school with no protein in it and they're sleepy then when they get to school.
Well, another one that's common for me is sugar. That the way my body metabolizes sugar, I don't get a sugar high. I get a sugar low.
Right.
Almost immediately I get tired.
Right. And some people do. Some people do. You know, sugar obviously has been known to cause that like hyperactivity, whatever, and, and you get like this sugar crash then, and some people just go right into the crash immediately. Just depends on, it's all person dependent, but I haven't seen too many good things come out of eating sugar every day, personally.
So a lot of our listeners are going to want to be able to contact you, Angela. So I know your website, sweatstlouis.com, is for the gym, and then there's also a nutrition tab on there that will take it to the testing that you do. So if you want to reach Angela, you can go to sweatstlouis.com, or you can also visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look for Angela Brown. We'll have a blog post on this with all the links on there. And if they want to reach you by phone, is the best number, it's 314-226-3137.
Correct.
So 314-226-3137, and we'll make sure that's on our website too. If you have time to stick around, I want to go a little further into just when it comes to exercise and why some people avoid it. But also when it comes to these tests, mention Doug Haldeman's show and you're going to get a discount on the test that Angela does. And Tammy, you're going to put a coupon on our website,
right? I will.
Correct.
Okay. So make sure to download the coupon and get a discount on these tests and figure out what you could do to get your body working at an optimal level. All right. When we return, we're going to be talking more with Angela Brown on FM News Talk 97.1.